Absolutely, a big weekend, of course, today in Derry and tomorrow back at Finn Valley. But today was a really, really enjoyable cross-country meeting. British and Irish masters, all age groups catered for. So, you know, you're going to have three or four races to cater for them. And conditions, cross-country, soft going. Yes, a lot of rain recently, but this is a great venue. And, you know, it stuck up to the whole challenge of having the championships. And I would have to give it a really, really high ranking out of 10, you know, because it was really very, very enjoyable. And our particular interest from Donegal perspective was six Donegal athletes in competition on Irish teams. And so with six Donegal athletes, the fact that it was in Derry, the fact that it was nearby, there was a hell of a lot of Donegal people there once again. You know, there was a massive crowd from Finn Valley, as you would expect, because they had three athletes involved. And Milford, they're on a high after their novice successes, and James Doherty was out competing for them, and Carol Duggan was there as well, also a Milford man, so you know, compete for Leonard Kenny, of course, but really, and Leonard Kenny supporters with him as well. So it was, in that sense, it was a kind of an extended Donegal occasion in some ways. But let's get down to it. There was success as well. There were some really strong performances. Carol Duggan, for example, he's Donegal senior cross-country champion, and he finished really, really strongly, and he had to actually to make that Irish team, and he actually finished third scorer. What happens is six run from each country, four score, and Carr was third Irishman and in his category. So Ireland winning that team, because they had an individual winner there, and they also placed a second winner there. Declan Reid from Derry actually was the second man home. So really, really great performance from Carr Duggan there. And also right behind him, maybe a minute behind him, was Dermot Michael Carr of Finn Valley, and he was on an over 40 team, and again he was third scorer, and again that team was shouting and shooting for gold medals as well. And that hasn't been confirmed whether they were gold or silver, but certainly it's only going to be about the colour, because Dermot yet again had a great run. So you know, again, big family support with him, big club support with him, so he's gone up the road very, very happy this Saturday afternoon. Noreen Bonner from Finn Valley, she was in the over 60 women's team, they won. That was one of the earlier results, and you know, this is a lady who's been involved for many, many years, was running marathons when pretty much nobody was running marathons away back maybe 30 years ago, and now she finds that she's, for the first time ever, she's on an Irish team and on a Masters team, and it was very exciting for her, and everybody was obviously extremely delighted that she was selected, first of all, but then today to step up and score on the team, and it's three to score in the women's section. So well done to Noreen Caburn. While I was thinking about her when she was running today, her team again got medals. I would suggest that they got silver medals, but I was thinking, many, many years ago, she was competing in a world cross-country team for Ireland at senior level, and today she was out competing for the Masters, and her family, her two girls were there, and you know, they're married now with kids of their own, and it was a special occasion, of course, for them as well. For James Doherty from Milford, the Kilmacrenan man, well, he was in the over 70 section, and a new recruit to athletics, of course, is James, and he was accompanied again by his family, by his club mates from Milford, and so on and so forth. And he also, I just don't have a particular situation on that particular team, but I would know that they got medals, but I just need to get the colour of the medal sorted out in my head, because they did make a mistake on the original. They only scored three instead of four and so on, so they need to go back and sort that out. But there's certainly a medal for James Doherty. And as Q called it to me as we were walking away one time, you know, it's the first ever international athlete that they ever had, so that'll be a special memory for the people from Milford as well. Also competing today, not living or domiciled now in Donegal any longer, but from Crossroads, Kildegarden, a member of the Reid family, and we all associate the Reeds with Donal Reid, of course, who played Gaelic with Donegal in that 92 team, and Bosco, who's a Donegal champion and aesthetics, has been for many, many years in the throwing events. But today it was Sharon Reid, and she was scoring on a very good, scoring on a medal-winning over 50 team, and again, extremely, and you know, she's only back into the sport a number of years doing triathlons, and doing running. And it's a long time since her early days in Finn Valley, but and she disappeared out of the sport. She's a chemist now in Tralee and down in Kerry direction and competing for the Rea Club. But today, I'm delighted to have the local support as well, of course. So it was, all in all, it was a very interesting, very enjoyable, and a really well-hosted meeting by the local people there in Derry. And the other thing, Emmett, before I finally shoot down on this one, I was going round and I was talking, and the BBC boys were talking to me, and I suggested straight away that, you know, the Donegal Athletics Board, in conjunction with the people in Derry, whether it's the City Council, whether it's the athletics people in Derry, they need to really apply to host a national a serious championship and on that course in Derry in the Northwest, and profile the sport once again back up here at national level for a national championship, because this branch of course is ideal in so many ways. So that was my thoughts coming away from it today, Chris, and as I say, a very enjoyable morning and afternoon.
And much to look forward to tomorrow, kicking off with the Remembrance 10K at the Finn Valley Centre.
Aye, that's back to Finn Valley tomorrow for 11 o'clock start there. People can, of course, and join in with their family and friends and so on, and sign the Wall of Remembrance and so on for a loved one that has sadly departed or indeed is in difficulty. And that event has caught on in recent years, and I think in and around 600 participated last year. So we're looking forward to it. I just checked the weather within the last 10 minutes, and indications are very good for the weather. And, you know, as I say, it's a special event. It's an enjoyable event. It's a family event, and it's an event that's open to walking, jogging, and takes in Drumbo Forest and so on. So it is a very, very, very a nice special event, and we're looking forward to that at Finn Valley, 11 o'clock tomorrow morning, and people, of course, can check in and register in the morning.
And the numbers involved in cross-country running, like in 5Ks, 10Ks, etc., again, a big increase, and many people also sort of progressing and maybe trying it for the first time.
They are, indeed, and you know, people are progressing through different elements of the sport, you know, like, again, you know, from novice through, and they're, you know, then they're beginning to field senior teams, and, you know, it's beginning to really establish itself in a really serious competitive, but participation level as well. And people are looking for that extra challenge. You know, they're certainly doing 5Ks, 10Ks in their hundreds, in their thousands. And you know, they're stepping into things like cross country. And the other very interesting thing, Chris, is the number of people who are now turning up to spectate. I have noticed unbelievable numbers at Donegal to begin with, at Ulster last weekend. I've never seen as big a crowd at those championships. And now today, the number of Donegal people, particularly people in their hundreds really today there, enjoying and, you know, intermingling and supporting each other. So it was nice from that point of view, but it's all very positive.